Baby? You home? I'm back from work. Oh, God. Baby? Oh, you would not believe the day I had. Just another. Ah! Oh, shit. Oh! Well, somebody's been busy while I've been at work, huh? Oh, no, don't pull your pants up. Please, don't let me stop you, mister. Oh, you look like you were really going at it there, huh? Oh, what, are you embarrassed? You're embarrassed of your girlfriend seeing you jerk off? Oh, yes, you are. And why did you close the screen, huh? What is it? Something so humiliating you can't even let me see? Oh, your own girlfriend. How could I ever fuck you again knowing you're a horrible, twisted jerkaholic? Come on, tell me, you little perv. Was it rough stuff? Like bondage? You watching some poor little girl get fucked into the mattress like a good toy slut?
No.
Was it like daddy little girl stuff? You know, like, oh, please, daddy, please give your baby girl a good spanking. I've been an awfully naughty little princess and I just need to get punished. Yeah. No? Well, okay then. Let me see. Hey, by the way, while you're sitting there with your cock out, I need to tell you something about work. No, I'm not kidding. Keep going. So yeah, I mean, it was awful as usual. John took my lunch again and pretended he didn't even know what I was talking about. You know, John, my new boss. Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't seen him take it, but I'm pretty sure since it only started happening like 2 weeks ago when he first came here, I can connect the dots, you know? Oh, what? Are you losing your heart on? Oh, poor baby. I'll tell you what. Let me keep talking about work, and I'll see if I can cheer the poor guy up, huh? Yes, keep jerking it. I want you to. That's right. All the way up and down, up and down. Go slow, but not too slow. Just make sure you keep a steady pace while I talk on, okay? I like that. Oh, I could watch you do that for hours. Whew. So, where was I? Oh, right. John. God, baby. So, I need to tell you about him because, oh my goodness, honestly, I don't think I've ever met anyone like him before. I mean, compared to you, it's just no contest. He's got one of those jaws, you know, like a fucking model. I mean, like, he wears a shirt and tie all day, but even when it hangs loose, you can tell that underneath it's like, you know. He's got one of those bodies that you just want to run your tongue down. What? This isn't what you wanted? I mean, you're saying that, but I think your cock disagrees. Yeah, baby. You know what I think? I think you were watching something that
begins with a C. No, not cream pie. Baby, admit it, okay? I love you, and I want you to be happy, and I want us to be happy together. If there's something you're jerking off to, and you want me to be that girl, I want you to be that guy. If you want a little girl who get on her knees, snap your fingers, I want to be that for you. And if you want someone who will fight back and call you names, baby, I will sully my pretty mouth to make you throb. Are we clear? Good. So, when I say that I saw you jerking to cuckold porn last week, and that I just now saw your cock jump when I mentioned licking my boss up and down, honey, you should know that it makes me want to ride you so fucking hard in this chair you'll sink an inch with every bounce. And there it goes again. So, sit back, keep jerking your fucking cock, and let me talk about work. Good boy. So, anyway, honey, as I was saying, my boss, John, has the greatest fucking body. Lacey, took the plunge when he first arrived, or tried to. She's such a fucking saucy little minx, she pretty much called dibs the moment he walked through the door. You know, Lacey, our receptionist, that little brat. Well, she's this, I'll admit, gorgeous little redhead piece of ass who pretty much owns the place. I mean, in terms of fucking every intern who even waltzes in for a quick tour. She takes them right into the back where the closet is, and, well, it's not really a closet, though. The way she uses it, they should just put a do not disturb sign on it whenever she comes in. But she takes them in, and you can always tell when she has, because when they come out, there's always her top and bottom button undone. It's like the signal she's sending out or something every time. Like a musk. And also, if you go by and put your ear up, you can hear her getting fucked against the wall. She's a very lively little girl. Either that or she's one of those fakers. Or she is really lucky down south. You know, little pale girls and their sensitive nipples and their itty bitty clits. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, to get back to John. When he first came in, I knew what was going to happen. She kept trying to get him in there, but he'd always pop out a second after she closed the door. She's persistent, though. I mean, she's that girl who says, I always get what I want. Yeah, you know, that girl. Prissy girl. Ooh, your cock jumped again, sweetie. Can you go faster for me? Come on, impress me. Impress your girlfriend. Good boy. Yeah, so she stops trying, but she's always getting him to help her out with stuff around the office, you know. John, please come help me with my computer. John, please get that up there for me. Oops, John, look, I dropped my pen. I mean, he was always really graceful about it, too, but, well, I have to admit, I'm sorry, baby, but I wasn't. I peeked a couple times. That's how I know he has such a chiseled fucking figure. I mean, honey,
I'm pretty sure if you'd seen him, you wouldn't be straight right now. Like, perfect tanned skin, abs all the way down. That V thing that you've kind of got. I mean, it's not the same, but you try. And it's just the hint of hot, too. If I'm being honest, that's the hottest fucking part, you know? The little glances. And one day he caught me. Yeah, come on, keep jerking it, honey. Consistency, remember? Maybe hold it a little tighter. More like pumping. Oh, yeah. Oh, you just moan there, sweetie. I've never heard you moan before. Not like that. Do you mind if I just sit down here on your desk and open my legs a little, baby? Thank you. You're so kind. So I'm just gonna start touching my crotch right now with you, baby. Is that okay? I know I'm sweaty and I'm talking about my little minx receptionist coworker and my big mean boss for you, but I think it's only fair, huh? Thank you, baby. Okay. So Lacey is all huffy and bratty around the office, and one day I'm glancing at John and I'm thinking about what's underneath, and she's standing right by us, you know, because I'm doing actual fucking work and he's helping me, so of course she's there. And he leans over and he smells like, I don't know, God, some like Greek god or something. Maybe that doesn't make sense. Remember that aftershave I bought you? Yeah, that. Oh, yeah, I have to admit, baby, that day, last week, I was wearing that little sweater and that striped shirt. Yeah, well, the buttons from that shirt were all down past the sweater collar. So you know how you love that sort of effect where it's a shirt underneath and the sweater like holds it all up kind of. Well, he got the full cleavage down to my freckles, you know? Pulled up red lacy bra, perfectly round and all held in by my sweater. Lacy is hot and all, but she's more pushy cheerleader than curvaceous. Yeah, you know, like that porn star, what's her name? The one you jerk off to all the time. Lexi something? Lexi Bell? Yeah, she's like Lexi Bell. And I'm more like, you know, Gianna Michaels, yeah. Like, I get why I go... But you guys go for that baby girl teen thing, you know, for fantasy and all, but when I actually turned it on, there was no comparison. Like, my thighs were showing under my pencil skirt, and I was even typing all weird so that my tits jiggled up and down a little for him. Oh, yeah, Lacey was so fucking red, glaring at me over his shoulder, and two of us are so close, I could just open my mouth and lick his neck and all up his jaw and nibble on his ear if I wanted to. Like I'm marking him in front of her. But of course I wouldn't do that. Not in the office. And it's enough for me that we're like two animals swapping scents or something, you know? Like pheromones or something. That's how good it felt. And you know what? I saw him glance. Oh, I mean, yeah, you know, guys are looking at me all the time, but this was different.
Like, it wasn't a, oh God, I got caught glance. It was a, I wanted to get caught because I know you want me. And I'm gonna fuck you standing up in the work closet glance. Oh. Oh, you still soft, baby? That's what I thought, honey. Now keep up with the pace, okay? Stroke. Stroke. Oh, fuck. Stroke. Good boy. Oh, so I'm wet and fidgeting from it under his gaze at this point. Oh, Lacey has her arms crossed, so whenever he looks over, she's doing that pouty little thing where she pretends she's pissed so that she looks like a bratty little girl and you just want to turn her upside down and choke her till she's red. Yeah, I know what you boys want. Honey, haven't you been listening? You're a fucking animal. I'm a fucking animal. I'm gonna make you frustrated, and you're gonna listen and jerk off to my story. And when I'm finished, I'll tell you when to fucking come, okay, baby? Good boy. Oh, good boyfriend. Listening to your girlfriend talk about other girls. Oh, better boss. Putting mean, obedient thoughts in your head. Oh, fuck. So I should mention, I told him about you when we met. And when I did, he raised his eyebrow like it was a challenge or something. Please don't be mad, baby. I didn't go into the closet with him. Yet. I mean, I didn't do up my buttons for the whole afternoon. I even made sure to stop by Lacey's desk to order her around a little more than usual. Some stupid excuse about her typing being bad or something. But when I did, I leaned over her desk and gave her the full view. Oh, I felt like a fucking Amazon baby. Oh, it's like if you went up to some small dicked intern and pulled yours out and put him in his place. Oh, there's a thought. Oh, when I was at her desk, Lacey even mentioned you. Like she was saying it's like some passive-aggressive judgment, but the thing is, with her, that's like bending over and pleading with me not to fuck him. Not to take him from her. And you know, when you came into work a couple weeks ago, she was checking you out, baby. Oh, yeah, fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck me, it was hot. Oh, baby. I think part of it was payback. Oh, I think the fact that I felt jealous of her and the way that she looked at you. I'm kind of insecure about it. She's like this little fucking pixie. You just want to put a leash on her and force her mouth on you. I know, baby. I know you'd never cheat on me, but she just wanted you so much, I could tell. And I think it made her mad that she couldn't have you. Oh, baby, if you wanted to fuck Lacey, you know you could tell me. You know that, right? It's only fair. And I'd be lying if I said some of this trip isn't thinking of her. Of you fucking her. Making her say what a slut she is. In front of me. Looking at me while you fucked her. I'm sorry, baby. I got carried away. We were talking about my boss, and how I want to fuck him. Well, after I showed Lacey her place and watched her strut around the office like a porn star, I saw John standing by the closet. When I went down to my desk, he had his arms crossed, and he was eyeing me up right where anyone could catch him. And when I met his gaze, He just smirked and went inside. Oh, and the smirk wasn't like, I don't care if I get caught. He was like, I know you have a boyfriend, but he's not here to protect you from my sweaty fucking body and my big fucking cock. And you're gonna come in this closet and work my dick like it's your job. And you know what, baby? You can't come yet, but you know what I did? You know what I did? I want you to edge, baby. I want you to get to the edge, and I'll tell you what I did. Come on. I know you can do it. Pump in rhythm. Hard, firm strokes. Ah, good boy. Good boy. Oh. Oh, I waited. I went up to the closet door, leaning by it. I was on my phone. You know when I texted you this morning telling you I'd be staying a little late today? Yeah, well, don't you dare come just yet. No. Oh, no, I waited until Lacey came back to try and find him again. And I looked her in the eye across the office in full view of anyone who could see. Oh, and I mouthed. I mouthed. I win. I win. And I opened the door wide enough for her to see him if she wanted to. And I went in and I saw him full with his shirt off. baby, I need to know you're not going to come until I say, okay? You promise me. Promise me, your maybe cheating girlfriend, that you'll be a good cuckold boy and not come until I tell you. Do you promise? Promise that you'll be a good boy and that you'll come to the story of what I did to him and what he did to me when I say, and I'll tell you when to come. You promise? Good boy. Good little cock. Oh, well, I went in there. And I can smell Lacey from when she must have been playing with her pussy that morning, thinking of John, thinking of you. And I smiled at him. And I put my leg up against the door, the way you boys like. And I asked him, you know I have a boyfriend, right? And you know what he said? He said, tell me about him. And I did. I told him you were a dirty little boy who would come to the thought of me cheating on him. And John smiled. He smiled and he said, you should know I'm bigger than him. And he told me to pull down my skirt. And I did. And you know those panties I have? Oh, those panties. These panties. The red lacy ones for Valentine's Day. Well, my skirt dropped to the floor, and I was standing there in them. And you can smell me from there, can't you, baby? Oh, and I was so wet, and these good panties you bought for me were ruined. And I told him, you know Lucy wants to fuck you, right? And he said, yeah, but she doesn't have a boyfriend. She isn't someone else's. And he walked up to me. And he didn't even take my sweater off. He didn't even rip my clothes off. He barely grazed my cleavage. He just took his fingertips. And he leaned in with that scent. And he eased apart my shirt to show my bra. Oh, fuck. Oh, you know the bra, this, the red lacy one. I match, baby. I never match. I never make the effort, but I did today. For him. For this. And he whispered to me, I can't take Lacey from someone else. It's too easy. And he looked me in the eye, and I nodded. And it was like he was gonna fuck me right there against the door so everyone could hear. Mm. Oh, and you know what, baby? Oh, fuck. He told me to touch myself. The way I'm touching myself right now. The way I'm telling you to. And I did. And he looked me in the eye and he crossed his arms while I touched myself. And he just stood there with his shirt off. And I could have gone within seconds if I wanted to. And so I was standing there, quivering and asking him, begging him, please, please, can I touch you? Please, can you touch me? And he said, don't you have a boyfriend?
Oh.
And I said, yes, sir, I do. And he said, shouldn't you be home with him right now? And I said, yes, I should. And he told me to pick between you two. He said, you know, you can think of him if you want. If you want him, you should call out for him right now. Do you want him or do you want me? Do you want to come for your boyfriend? Or do you want to come for me? And I'm sorry, baby, but I didn't say your name. Oh, and his hand was on my mouth. And he whispered, good girl. Oh, fuck. Oh. And he just looked at me while I cried his name out under his hand and came all over my panties while my legs gave out and I sank to the floor and his hand stayed on my mouth. And his eyes stayed on me. He sat on my lap. And I was so close to him. I was against the door. And I was still coming. And he said, good girl. Now go home to your boyfriend. And tell him thank you.
Oh.
And tell him you're gonna be my PA from now on.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
And he told me good girlfriend when I got home.
Fuck.
Come, baby. Come for me. Come for your slutty girlfriend. Do what my boss says, okay? Okay. Good boy. Good boy. It's okay, baby. It's okay to admit it. It's okay to admit you're my good little cuckold. I still love you. I love you, baby. Thank you for being honest with me, babe. See? I think we just got a little closer together. And I think after that, it looks so fucking good. You should come by my office tomorrow. See my boss. And talk to Lacey. What do you think, hon?